So Jack and I went to dinner on Friday. It was nice. We had a nice dinner. But the, like, you know, the tables are, you know, 3 inches apart from each other. So there was a nice couple. They were on a date, like, sitting right next to us. And they got, like, some fancy thing where they set it on fire. I don't know what it was. Some meat thing where they set it on fire.
Meat or a dessert?
No, meat. It was, some big tomahawk thing. Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Wow. For, like, the entree?
Yeah. So it's, like, one of those great big tomahawk bones, which I held. But the, like, after they put it out and everything. But they,
I'm sorry. It's their food.
Their table?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And you said, let me hold the bone?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, they weren't eating the bone.
For a photo?
No, I didn't even take a photo
with
it.
I just wanted to touch the
bone. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I wanted to hold it.
That's normal.
Anyway, so we go to dinner, the table next to us, and I don't know what it is. It's like some big tomahawk steak thing for two. So they come over, they set it on fire, smells great. And then they like cut the bone off and then they hack it up and it gets served on this big platter. Well, the tables are really small. So the guy was like trying to serve his girlfriend or his date and she was trying to do whatever. And they didn't know what to do with the bone. So I was like, oh, hey, I'll hold it. And they were like, no, you don't have to. And I was like, no, really, I don't mind.
No, like, you don't have to talk to us.
Yeah.
Just because we're this close, please stop.
I hate that. I hate it when tables are that close.
Doesn't bother. I like it.
Oh, God, I hate
it.
Avoid those restaurants at all costs.
No. It was great. It was great. So I held the bone, and they, like, got each other served, and then I set it down. And then, now I'm part of their table. So I was asking them how it was, and they said it was great, and they asked what we got and the whole thing. You know what we did afterwards?
Hooked up.
Swung.
I've never been poly until now. No. Afterwards, so like we finished up, we kind of loitered a little bit, just waiting for them to finish. You know why?
Oh, okay. You loitered because you had made the plans or you were hoping to make plans?
No, we had already started talking about making plans.
What did you do?
We ended up having drinks with them at the bar.
Oh my God.
It was fantastic.
I hope you get COVID.
I can't. I've gone this long without COVID, and Biden said it's already over, so I'm good to go. Yeah, we had drinks with them at the bar. Nice couple. Don't know their names, but very, very nice couple.
You had drinks with them, but you never found out what their names were.
Do you know how awkward it would have been later to go, oh, by the way, my name's Elliot?
Yeah, you should have.
That's
basic.
I'm not dating them. I'm not going to see them again.
You held their bone.
And I had drinks with them. No, it was very nice.
Were they significantly older than you or significantly younger?
They were probably a couple years younger.
I don't see it being the same age. I see there being some marked difference.
It wasn't significant. If they were 5 years younger than us, I'd be surprised.
Because I could certainly see it being a case where like maybe they were in their 20s and you pictured your son. You're like, oh, it's the closest I have.
No, yeah, that guy at dinner just kept calling me bro.
No, very, very nice. I didn't call him bro. I mean,
did.
No, I didn't. I swear to God.
Bruh. However you pronounce it.
Yeah, no, I bought a round and he bought a round. Oh, it was great. It was great. And then Jackie and I can't call it his wife, just some girl. Like, I looked, they didn't have rings on. They were on their phones a lot. But
because they were like wondering
younger than he's saying.
They were Googling, how do I get out of this?
Checking sex offender alerts in the neighborhood.
So I bought. So Jackie and the lady woman, they had discussed like, should we get a bottle of wine? And I was like, Jack, I'm not drinking a bottle of wine. Please, let's just get cocktails. So, oh, it was great. Very, very nice people. We left before they did.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's just so strange.
Why is that bad?
It's strange.
To have drinks with the people? I touched their food.
I know, and yet you still don't know their name.
I have no idea what their name is. No clue. If they walked in here right now, I would know it's them.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'd be like, oh my God.
That would make it even more strange.
Well, I did invite them to come in and watch today. No, it'd be like, yo, bro, what's going on? I haven't seen you since Friday night. Oh, it was fantastic. It was fantastic.
See, to me, it sounds like a nightmare.
No, not at all. Why? To have some fun with some people? Let loose a little bit?
Strangers. No, not for me.
They were only strangers when they sat down. Once I started touching their food.
And their names are, they're still strangers.
Don't know their names. Yeah, they exactly. Don't know my names.
I know. To you, they're also strangers.
Right.
And to them, you are strangers.
Right. So you think their friends are giving them crap? They're like, no, way to go out and have a good time.
No, they're not telling anyone.